The next step, Matthew continued, is to determine whether it is possible to free oneself entirely from destructive emotions. If negative emotions like hatred were inherent in the most subtle aspect of mind, they would be present at all times. Yet, just our ordinary experience tells us these negative emotions are intermittent. And contemplatives tell us they do not find negative emotions in the luminous continuum at the very subtle level. Rather, they arise depending on circumstances and various habits and tendencies that express themselves from the outer core of consciousness. This opens the possibility for working with those ephemeral emotions and the tendencies that breed them. So with anger. One classical approach in Buddhist practice is for the meditator to look straight into the anger and ask, "Is anger like an army commander? Like a burning fire? Like a heavy stone? Does it carry a weapon in its hand? Is it somewhere we can find, in the chest, the heart, the head? Yet that's how we conceive of anger as something strong and compelling. But when one genuinely looks at it, it suddenly loses its strength." Thus, Matthew explained, the negative qualities of emotions are not even intrinsic to the emotions themselves. It is the grasping associated with one's tendencies that leads to a chain reaction in which the initial thought develops into anger, hatred, and malevolence. If anger itself is not something that is solid, it means anger is not a property that belongs to the fundamental nature of mind. That leads to how to deal with negative emotions, not just by observation, but in terms of inner transformation. As negative emotions creep continually into the mind, they transform into moods and eventually into traits of temperament. Therefore, one needs to begin by working with emotions themselves. One can do so in several ways and at various levels, beginning, intermediate, and advanced.